Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to my colleague and friend Dan Schaefer, political editor here at Civic Media. And I'm joined now by Jeremy Janine. We're going to continue the locally focused theme. Jeremy Janine, of course, the founder and contributor at Urban Milwaukee, an online newspaper covering all things politics and beyond here in southeastern Wisconsin, an absolute treasure, in my opinion. If you haven't checked it out, do so. Some incredibly important reporting. Welcome back to the show, Jeremy. It's been a hot second since I saw you last. How you been?
Great. Minus all the flooding in Milwaukee. I personally was spared, but there's plenty of people going through hardship here.
Oh, yes. We've talked about it extensively on this program. I'm glad that your family escaped unscathed. Let's talk about train speeds in Milwaukee and the intermodal station. Looks like we actually might be getting some federal dollars. That's usually not what I'm reporting in these segments.
This is a strange thing. There's kind of two different types of federal grants. There's formula funds, and that's where the federal government kind of throws a bucket of money over the wall to the states and says, you do what you want with it. And then there's direct grants for specific projects. This comes out of that formula bucket, and it's a program known as CMAQ, Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality. Long-standing federal program, bipartisan support, although sometimes states, depending on who's in charge at the state level where the money actually gets allocated, priorities change there. In this case, the state of Wisconsin is essentially giving the money to itself to help not only its own partnership with Amtrak, with the Amtrak Hiawatha, the Borealis, the Empire Builder, but it'll also help drivers, ironically, by shortening wait times, and it will also help the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railroad. And what's happening is a series of signal improvements through the Menominee Valley, the Milwaukee Intermodal Station. If you're from out of state, the general area we're talking about is Miller Park, American Family Field, east to the lakefront. Trains there right now slow down to 15 miles per hour, if not slower. This will enable them to get up to 40 miles per hour as they headed towards the train station.
This is one of those things that if you live in and around the Milwaukee area, you have definitely found yourself adjacent to one of those very long, very slow-moving trains from time to time. And maybe around about the third ward might have gotten stuck at one of the train crossings for many minutes. Is there any pushback here, or is this a fairly uncontroversial, hey, this is a great thing? Just the name of these funds, the CMAQ funds, seems like something Donald Trump would be poo-pooing, but the funds are still moving here.
The funds are already in the state hands. Governor Tony Evers last week announced 22 projects. So Milwaukee County got money to buy buses. The city of Milwaukee also got money to build a protected bike lane on South 16th Street, and there's money that went out across southeastern Wisconsin, because actually the funding is not targeted statewide, but by regions. There's also a northeast region that will be coming up with funding awards soon for the Green Bay area. But there's been no pushback on any of the funding awards I've seen.
So the headline here, Jeremy, is less Donald Trump helps southeastern Wisconsin and the Milwaukee area increase their rail speeds, but more Donald Trump didn't stop Tony Evers from addressing a long-standing rail transport and good transport problem here in southeastern Wisconsin. So we should be really thanking Governor Evers is what I'm hearing.
Yes, as I said, the federal government kind of throws this bucket of money over the wall, and then the state government really gets to decide where it goes. And this project has been on the state's wish list since at least 2015. It's one of 10 projects between Milwaukee and the Chicago area targeted to increase the amount of Hiawatha trains daily from 7 to 10.
Yeah, absolutely critical. I used to take the Hiawatha trains almost weekly to Chicago, and they are an essential, I think, engine and driver for a lot of economic activity here in the Milwaukee, but more broadly, southeastern Wisconsin area. We've talked before, Jeremy, with our brief time left, about the lead abatement program in Milwaukee public schools. With the return to public schools, we know there was a massive push to abate and remediate lead in some 38 schools across the MPS landscape. Where do those efforts stand as kids are returning to school?
Superintendent Brenda Caselius says all the schools that were built before 1950, which is most of them, have been remediated now. That leaves still several schools that could have lead paint built between the 1950 and the 1970s. So there's still more work to be done. But the challenge will be the same way MPS got in this problem in the first place, maintaining that paint, not damaging it, making sure it stays sealed. And that is a thing that remains to be seen.
Yeah, and this is a problem. Again, you need not have a child in the Milwaukee public school system be talking to your school systems across the state. Many of our school buildings are aging and were constructed and or painted, again, before the 1970s and before the 50s. So be aware of where your school district and your kids are going to school and the status of the buildings and paint in your child's school district. Again, just to close out that discussion, activists and advocates in this space have been calling for additional transparency on the remediation. They want the full reports of the remediation to be made public. They also want some additional oversight and transparency as it relates to the subcontractors executing some of that remediation here in the MPS school system. To date, as I understand it, there has only been full clearance reports of those 39 MPS schools for 6 schools and interim reports of 3 schools posted. You can find all of those and additional reports as they become available from MPS by going to MPS's website. Anything else, Jeremy, that comes to mind? You've been following the story incredibly closely for parents to be aware of in this back to school season.
I would leave parents with 2 things, regardless of where they are. 1, look for chipping paint. That's always the warning sign. And 2, if you have any concern, it's a simple blood test when your child goes to the pediatrician.
Thanks so much, Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee. Always good to see you, my friend. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by State Senator Jody Habesh-Sinkin from Senate District 8. We'll be talking about new legislation to fund the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. Stay with us. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.